what went wrong last time when you got caught. I forgot to be scared because I liked it too much.
You ever think about leaving? You're so close. Please stay out of trouble.
And that's a clip from Little Woods. It's a drama, and it's playing at the Woodland. Eric, what's about this movie, man?
Hey, well, Scott, it's Little Woods is a Tessa Thompson movie. So she stars in it. Let me put it that way. And if Tessa Thompson, I mean, just take a moment to appreciate. She kind of hit the scene big. In my world anyway, cinematically with Dear White People several years back, and now she's all over the place. I mean, she's in the Avengers movie right now. She was in Black Panther. She was in Sorry to Bother You. I mean, she's all over the place. And so this is a dramatic film, takes place in North Dakota. Sorry. And in this fracking town that's sort of on the, it's on the downswing. So blue collar, edge of the poverty line. And she plays a young woman whose mother has just died. She inherits this house that's about to be foreclosed on. She is on parole for drug dealing previously. But now she's about to lose her house. Just as she gets reconnected with her estranged sister, played by Lily James, who is pregnant. And so, you know, now you've just got, and then of course they have no life insurance or they have no health insurance. So this massive financial pressure, she's got this, you know, she's on parole for some seedy, you know, business behavior in the past. And now she's got to make this choice. Is she going to do one more, you know, it's kind of that classic story. Am I going to go back to the dark side for one more hit, get the money I need to level the ship here and then move on with life? And can she pull it off? And so it's sort of a thriller drama that, you know, explores sort of that, again, that just really difficult place where, you know, you can say crime is just bad people doing bad things, but you can also understand that a lot of crime is done out of desperation by people who are put in a terrible situation. And so it's that. And I just think Tessa Thompson is a force to be reckoned with. I love watching her on screen. She's doing a huge range of films. And so this is, you know, a smaller indie film by Nina DaCosta. She's a new filmmaker. It's her first real big feature. And again, I mean, is this movie perfect? No, you know, it's probably not perfect, but although 97% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So pretty close. But if this is her starting point as a filmmaker, like, I mean, just watch out. She's got a lot of great movies coming for us.
We also have a film, Three Faces, from that crazy Iranian director.
Yeah, Jafar.
And I mean that with all due respect.
With all due respect, yes. Jafar Panahi is his name. So if people aren't familiar with his story, he started making films in Iran, and they're all similar in that they're this sort of exploration of culture and life in Iran. Well, early on, he got pegged. His films were not being played. They were banned in Iran. He kept making them. He got arrested. So he was in jail for 6 years. And when he got out, he was put on a 20-year ban from making films. So he proceeded to make one called This Is Not a Film and did another one. Put it on a hard drive that he baked into a cake and got it out of the country, and it premiered at Cannes that year. He followed that one up with a film called Taxi, which won the Golden Bear at the Berlin Film Festival. And now this is his next film called Three Faces, which he won a screenwriting award at Cannes this past year for it as well. So he's an incredible filmmaker. This particular time, similarly as he did in Taxi, he sort of blends this world of documentary and drama. So he's in the film again, and so is the actress. I'm gonna mess up her name. Benza Jafari, I believe is her name, but she's a major actress in Iran. She plays herself. So she's about to go on this shoot, and she sees this message from this young girl living in a village somewhere out in the Iranian countryside saying that her parents will not allow her to go to drama school, that she's being forced to stay in the village and you kind of follow these patriarchal cultural norms. And, So she's really enraged by this, decides to bail on the shoot she's going on, finds Jafar and says, let's go to this, find this girl in this village. So it's like this road trip movie where they're trying to find this girl and help her get out from this oppressive situation and go to school. But along the way, it's sort of like this kind of comedy road trip thing where they keep bumping into all these crazy people in these villages. And they're showing all of these cultural nuances of Iran as they go through. So it's a really brilliant way to explore Iranian culture, to criticize and celebrate that at the same time, as he often does, while putting in this kind of compelling narrative at the same time. So they're actually playing them versions of themselves, but it's not a documentary. It is a drama.
Also, you've got a film called The Brink, which is a documentary on Steve Bannon.
Yes. I mean, what more interesting person could you point the camera at for a while? So it picks up Steve Bannon after he has left the White House, you know, as this chief strategist post Charlottesville. And they follow him around and try and, you know, get an understanding of what, you know, what's driving, you know, this kind of far right nationalist, and what are his ideologies? So it's really picking up the time frame around the 2018 midterm elections, and also shows his pretty heavy involvement in trying to affect the 2019 Euro parliament elections across Europe.
And that's what I was thinking too, because that's what we've been hearing about Steve Bannon is his misadventures in Europe.
Yeah. So this is diving into that world and you know, putting a light on it. And he, I don't know that I would say it's complimentary portrayal of him or entirely critical. I mean, I think they're trying to say this is who he is. And, you know, at one point in the film, he just sort of looks in the camera and goes, I don't think I'm going to look very good in this movie. You know, but he also sort of has that maniacal laugh and then moves on with life. I don't know that he cares.
And one should know that if you don't already, that Steve Bannon was part of the film industry in a lesser level, that he made documentaries, he made dramatic films, and he was involved with a movie that was made in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and so one of the things you see in this documentary is he is a mastermind of publicity and of kind of crafting a narrative. I mean, that's really how he's got where he is. He is about telling a story, essentially, and getting people to come together with that. And you know, that's what movies in one version are. So, yeah, he is a fascinating character. You know, politics aside, he's a fascinating character.
Also, you have a Chinese film, Ash is the Purest White.
Yes, it's actually Ash is Purest White. Oh. I keep trying to put the in there, too. But if you do it, it's hard to Google. So it's Ash is Purest White. And this is a Chinese film from the filmmaker Jia Zhang. I mean, these foreign films, man, we're really, really pushing my pronunciation here. Jia Zhangqi. He is one of the most significant Chinese filmmakers, alive. And the film features Tao Chao, who is probably, I mean, some would argue she's one of the greatest actresses working in the world right now. I mean, we just don't know that much about her because she largely plays in Chinese films and in Jai's films in particular. But this is a story about that focuses on her. It takes place in this sort of kind of post-industrial city in China called Datong. And she plays the girlfriend of a mobster. And so they're kind of jockeying for turf and position in this town. But really, largely what the film is about is the rapidly changing landscape of China in the 21st century. As China continues to evolve and become whatever it's going to become, he as a filmmaker has really been obsessed with that. And so this is sort of another chapter in some, you know, this kind of longer documenting in his own way of what's happening in China. And so this, you're watching her. She's just this really quick-witted heroine of a character. And so she is at his side at a really critical moment and really extends herself in a way that gets her in a really tough situation and actually sent to prison. And that's sort of the first act of the film. The rest of the film is sort of life after that moment. One critic referred to it as a loveless love story. And I think that's a really great way to define this film. It is really a love story, but there's not a lot of love in it. So it's one to check out.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.